Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Hey, Luca, by the way, I mean, if he can stay healthy, is special. The preface to everything you can say about him. If he can stay healthy.
Has he been hurt much?
It's no. Just looking at him.
You say he's like, he just feel like he's kind of dumpy.
He's a dad bod.
He's just a little dumpy.
And he got that, like, he'll get you a little bit.
And he got that 77 on, too.
Strong as hell.
That's tough.
It's a, you're wearing that 77.
77 is a tough number.
If you put him in another number, though, he ain't going to look like that.
77 is a tough number.
You think 77?
It's a tough number, but he
makes him look big?
He looks huge. Like, I tell Jay every time, I'm like, but he's a look big.
But he's
man.
A wide load though for a guy. He's not like a high.
You know what I'm just saying? You just said his body.
You never seen a truck?
You
were the
person
on the back of the truck.
You were the one who said his body. You said just looking at him, and I'm saying that 77 doesn't help him. Because
it's a large number.
Yeah, it's a large number. It just doesn't
looks like an offensive
visually,
lineman.
But he's got to tell you, like, Kawhi guarding him. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, Kawhi can't handle his speed or his agility.
And then
Paul George, I'm like, Paul can't handle his physicality. And then Pat Bev, I said it in the first hour, I'm like, oh, okay, like, you used to be a pit bull, now you're a pug.
Yeah, but he
makes him look like a, I'm trying to, he bullies Patrick Bull.
Yeah, but why would you put an itty bitty on that big old dude?
Because you try to get up underneath him, you try to speed him up, make
and
him
Pat
faster.
Pat Bev is the type that can get under your skin and really kind of get to you, and Luca is laughing it off.
Yeah, but when you six, mocking what is he, 6'9"?
No, I think
about 6'8", 6'7".
When I'm 6'8" against a 6-footer, I got the advantage no matter how much you get up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, most times, like, when bigs that size, they take you to the block.
I understand.
Yeah.
He doesn't even take him to. He's like, no, I'm just going to put my shoulder right into your right into your forehead.
Do one foot, one leg, little Dirk for you. Like, hitting threes doing the Dirk.
I mean, what? That's the kind of – when we were talking about earlier this year who the face of the NBA potentially will be.
I might change my vote.
That's Luka.
Yeah.
Not LaMelo, Key.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Not LaMelo Ball. Even if he goes to L.A.,
he's special.
It will be Luka.
Now, you believe in talent, recognizes talent. You believe in that, right? Real, recognize real. Like, you believe in that.
100%.
Patrick Mahomes, courtside, wanted a picture with him. After the game.
Yeah. Because we're going to be in this thing together for the next 12, 13 years. I'll be in the NFL doing my thing. You'll be in the NBA doing your thing.
Yeah.
He's watching
the guy saying, like, yeah, okay.
For sure.
You run this game
absolutely.
Like I run my game.
By the way, there's a reason why LeBron James wanted to sign Luka to his first signature shoe. There's a reason why LeBron
just know it's
put that out there. LeBron's going to have his own shoe through Nike. Luka was going to be his first signature shoe. There's a reason.
I mean, them dudes know, you know, talent when you see it, though. Real, like you said, real recognize real. LeBron James is not a fool. He knows that dude can play. And if he can get him on the Lakers with him, he'd do it.
Get him in the stables.
Hey, you want to come to Clutch? We got,
our whole team's on the Lakers anyway.
Yes. Luka's agent.
Why don't
like,
you come to L.A.? Every time you see, look, every time you see LeBron. Hey, man, what you doing talking to him?
There are some times when I watch Laker games, I'm like, oh, all five players on the court right now for the Lakers are clutch clients.
Very interesting.
That is a power move, Rich.
How's it working out for him? But with that in mind, and remember we were talking about young stars will win a championship with their current team, and we were talking, like, real or not real, and we said Luka real. Mm-hmm. Like, it's on. If you're Mark Cuban, it's
feel
on
like it though, man.
You. Well, he did. He got to do it with Dirk. You got to find the pieces, and you make it happen. But it really, if I'm Mark Cuban – like, I'm watching this group right now, and I'm saying to myself, clearly not enough yet to win a title here, but you can do it. And this guy is somebody that people will want to come and play with. They've got to build that thing in the next couple of years to take advantage of what
he is. I'm
trying
to think on that team, Dallas team. It was Dirk and who else? Terry.
Jason Kidd.
Jay was a key player there. Mike Finley. Kerry
was there.
Finley, they had a bunch of
good vets.
Yeah, but still, he was still a good defender and a shooter.
Yeah, they had a bunch of good vets on that team.
Finn was there.
Yeah.
Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler, right?
He was their center.
But Dirk Finn, I want to say JT, them was all homegrown Mavericks, right? None of them came except like J. Kidd came back, right?
Yeah.
But other than that, Michael Finley had been there for like.
Was Finley not on that team?
He was
gone already?
He was gone? I don't have it in front of me.
I felt like Finley played there forever.
Yeah, okay. I said it.
No.
Did you get the roster up? Because that's the next thing to do.
Yeah, but that was a good team. But I feel like it was homegrown guys.
Let's find out.
If I'm Mark Cuban,
you were on that team, Alan.
Yeah.
Amazing. Novak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Novak, you were on that team.
Discount double check.
JJ Barrera was
Corey
there.
Brewer, Caron Butler, Tyson Chandler, Brandon Haywood, Sean Marion, Jason Kidd, Dirk.
That's right. Marion was, that's right. He was a key piece Paige of that.
Peja Stojakovic, Jason came, Terry.
Came from the
so they really Phoenix. Didn't have homegrowns then. They had assembled a bunch of little pieces.
But they built a team with Dirk and Dirk, yeah. And they won that championship. Remember, Dirk was in the finals 4 years prior to that? Was it 4 or 5 years prior to that? They ended up losing. Didn't they go up 2-0, if I'm not mistaken, in that series? And they ended up losing that series against Miami. But it was like, that's what you've got to do when you've got something this special. They did it for Dirk. Like, Dirk came into the league. He had his struggles the first 2 years. But then, as he became a star, they built a team around him. You got Luka. He is special. You've got to figure out how to build a championship team around him. And you can in Dallas.
But you also got to figure out how to keep him. And what I mean by that is,
I don't think that's a problem.
No, I'm not even talking about the money part of it. I'm just talking about the communication, because in this day and age, unlike when Dirk was there, people wasn't trying to like pry guys to go play with him back then, right? I mean, they really only had started with LeBron.
Bill Duffy was my agent. Bill Duffy is agent for Luka. Yeah. We talk all the time. Luka's also built differently. He's already been a pro. Right, so
he's 14, 14 years old,
right? Yeah, when he played overseas.
Yep.
So the thing is for him, like, he's going to let management, he's going to have trust in management. They have that type of relationship. Uh-huh. I don't know if you're going to see him recruit the same way other players have recruited. He's kind of a magnet, though.
Yeah.
He's kind of like LeBron to a degree. Like, guys are going to want to play with him. I don't know if you're going to see Luka out there trying to recruit other guys, because guys just will want to play with them.
You won't see him on a yacht in Greece telling some free agent guys, come hang out with me.
Maybe see international him on a yacht in
Greece. But I'm talking about with other free agent guys. You know how LeBron do. He get playing with him, hanging out with him. You won't see that.
Is Porzingis a piece that can win a championship with him, or do you have to upgrade that? Because he's the second highest paid player on the team, if I'm not mistaken. And
if he's healthy,
he had 20 points, but is he a guy that you would say that's the number two he needs, or does he need to upgrade that?
I think Porzingis is a really good piece. I don't know if he can be the second best piece you have. But look, with the way this team is assembled, man, you're paying him that way. They can get to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, come on. Look at that.
Mavericks team is get to the Western Conference Finals.
If they get past the Clippers.
They can beat Utah. Donovan Mitchell's just coming back. I mean, I don't even know if Utah is going to get by Memphis now.
Wow.
We're going to find out tonight.
Wow.
We're going to see how Donovan Mitchell comes back. I mean, he's been out for a while.
True.
Man, he's shooting deep.
Yeah, you see that it's the 1 foot threes that we're showing
that dunk
it right now.
Look, that ESPN dunk News. Just looked like a dunk.
It just was a regular dunk.
It wasn't a really athletic dunk.
It wasn't emphatic, but that's because
I know. It just looked different, though. He cool. He's smooth, but it just looked different. Like, I don't know what it is.
But you're not gonna put him on the cover of Sports Illustrated of him dunking a ball. You're going to put him on the cover of him shooting that one-legged
over the
right shoulder fadeaway, or that dime that he throws across his body, because he brings all those intangibles to the game.
Yeah. No. He's
Yeah, well, he'll be a Laker soon.
He's that guy, right? Like we're starting to realize that about him, because he's going into – now, I know it's
Clippers. Jay's been saying he's been a guy for a minute. The last year, even last season, he was Luka, even the beginning of the
but
season.
You heard
Luka was on Jay's top of the MVP list, if I can remember.
You got it right.
But you hear Ty Lue, we played it earlier, talk about how, like, this, you know, well, they've got to now – it's easy to do this on the road. They've got to continue shooting like this at home. Luka goes into L.A. Now, I know it's not playing the Lakers at Staples, but it's still – you're on the road.
Yeah, you're on the road.
That's
still an environment.
That's a Clipper team that's got tough guys. I don't know if they're playing tough right now, but they've got tough guys. I mean, Marcus Morris is a tough guy. You've got – you know, these guys who are tough players.
This guy's just not going to back down. There's no question
about
it.
And he went in there and lit them up for two games.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing. Like, that says a lot about
what
he is.
I don't think – look, and Jake, correct me. I don't think the problem is whether or not Luka can light anybody up. The problem is the Clippers. The problem is stopping him, because he's going to get his. Now you have
to.
The
Mavericks going to let you score, by the way. They don't defend.
Yeah, so what you got to take care of business if you the Clippers. And that means trying to figure out how to slow him down on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I always believe, no matter what, if I got my best defender is Kawhi, I'm going to figure it out with Kawhi. Well, I understand there's ball screens. I understand. We got to figure that out, though. I can put Kawhi on him. Yeah, and if somebody's coming up and sliding up to pick him off, we got to figure out how to alert him so he's not picked off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just coaching.
Can I tell you something that Ty Lue did say that you do question, though, about, you know, this shooting can't continue. Do you know what they're shooting from the three-point line over the last two games? 50%.
Yeah, the Mavs are just lighting up. 17% in one game and 18 in the other, I think they made.
50%. Yeah. 47.2 the first game. Yeah. 52.9 the second game. Mm-hmm. Damn.
I think that's what Ty Lue's trying to say, is can they keep that up?
Can they keep that pace up?
Yeah, that's, I think, what he was trying to suggest there for his team, but they've got a lot of
work. Well, it seemed like it would be
do.
Easier to shoot at home than on the road.
You would think. More comfortable there, right? That's you. And especially if it's going to be a packed house in Dallas, that could make things really,
yeah,
really
it's
interesting.
Be packed.
No
Texas.
Doubt about that. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for your protection on the road. On the water, see
that.
How much you can save in as little as 3 minutes at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
It's like for motorcycles, boats, I'm like, I needed that. Mike DeGrom won in a landslide.
Jake DeGrom.
He's
DeGrom.
Running away with her.
You get names off.
I'm confused.
Michael Jordan.
What?
Whoa, low.
And we get back into market madness, which is brought to you by Indeed Hiring. Start finding the right people right away. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Chris Canty joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Why? Because he started all this. Chris Canty came on, was on the show, and he gave us a list of the top New York stars, sports stars, like the guys that can get into the club. They don't need a reservation.
Current
if there's
stars.
One table. You're getting that table, and coincidentally, he had Jacob DeGrom of the Mets at number one. And DeGrom right now, as we are into our Sweet 16 matchup of Market Madness, the Orange Crush region, meaning teams players who play for teams with orange in the jersey, DeGrom versus Carlos Correa of the Astros. So far, I mean, we're only about 3 hours in. It is a landslide. DeGrom, 91.8%.
Wow.
Carlos Correa, 8.2%. Not great. So, Chris,
cheater.
Even though we've kind of like – I'm not going to say we make fun of it, but we do giggle at the idea of Jacob DeGrom being that guy that's always going to get the last table in the club. You're right so far on this one. He is clearly way more popular than Carlos Correa.
Well, yeah, Alan, Jacob DeGrom is the best player in baseball. So up against Carlos Correa head-to-head in this bracket, like I don't see this being much of a challenge at all. Now, I will admit, when I gave you guys my list a couple of weeks ago, I may have overcorrected the driver from when we did it a few months ago by putting Jacob DeGrom at the top of the list, because before I did the top five and I left him off the list completely. But, I mean, Jacob DeGrom is really, really special. And what you saw him do last night coming back from injury, I mean, even though he wasn't at his best, he didn't have his A-plus stuff, the guy is still throwing, you know, 100, 101 miles per hour. He had 12 pitches north of 100 miles an hour. Like, I mean, that just shows you how good this guy really is. And even though he had the one mistake, the solo home run he gave up in the second, I mean, you're talking about him having a sub-1 ERA. It's unbelievable.
Chris Canty joining us, co-host of DiPietro Canty Rothenberg, 5 to 8 a.m. Eastern, here in New York on ESPN 98.7, also a Super Bowl champion. I know Chris loves that because once you're a Super Bowl champion, Chris, right? You're always a Super Bowl champion. So you also played – you won the Super Bowl with the Giants, but you played for the Cowboys as well. And let's go to Dallas right now. And Dak Prescott saying that he's feeling pretty good. He's in OTAs, doing just about everything, expecting to have no limitations whatsoever. I find it amazing that he is back this soon doing what he's doing. And Key said that from his experience in Dallas, that that's just because they have the best of the best when it comes to – sports medicine there. You've played there as well. Is it remarkable, or am I just overstating it about Dak Prescott returning from that injury?
No, you're not overstating it. I will say this. I mean, listen, when we saw that ankle injury against the New York Giants last year, I mean, that was really bad. I mean, his foot was making a wrong turn. It was one of the most horrific injuries we've seen in recent memory. And then you put context around that situation. You just think Dak was in a contract year. You never want to be in that situation as a player. So I'm glad that things have worked out for him, and I'm glad that he's kind of getting to the other side of it. But you got to give a lot of credit to Jim Maurer and his staff down there in Dallas. They do a really good job with their athletic training staff and their sports training staff. So credit where credit is due. But, I mean, Dak Prescott – has shown that he's going to be the hardest worker on that football team. And so I'm not surprised that we're seeing this kind of recovery from him.
Chris, the Giants, the team that's going to be one of three, I would say, competing for the NFC East, do they need to bring in a veteran quarterback to push or compete with Daniel Jones for in his third year? Because this is a big, big year for Daniel Jones in terms of decision-making moving forward.
No, it's a big year for Daniel, but I don't think that they're going to bring in a veteran to push him. Like, this is going to be his show. Dave Gettleman is going to give him every opportunity to prove that he's their future franchise quarterback. And they've put the weapons around him this offseason in order to give him that opportunity. Like, they brought in Kenny Golladay in free agency. They went out and got Kadarius Toney. They got Kyle Rudolph from the Minnesota Vikings. Like, they're putting pieces in place in order for Daniel Jones to be a more productive quarterback. Because one thing we've got to look at with him is improving that passing attack. The Giants had the 31st ranked offense last year. That's not going to be good enough. So you're hoping that with those additions and then getting Saquon Barkley back, that leads to Daniel Jones, you know, and that offense being a lot more explosive.
CeCe, I hate to ask this question, but I feel like we'll get there if it doesn't happen. What will it take for Dave Gettleman and Daniel Jones not to be back with the Giants next year?
I think if we get to the month of December and the Giants aren't in the conversation for being in playoff contention, then you're probably talking about Dave Gettleman being on the way out, and you're talking about the Giants bringing in somebody else to compete with Daniel Jones, if not just cutting bait with Daniel Jones. I think that's what it would be. But I don't anticipate that happening, Jay. And I know you're a huge Giants fan. I think this is going to be a good year for Big Blue. I really do. Because I believe in the sports character of Daniel Jones. And I think with another year of development in Jason Garrett's system, I just feel like he's going to take off. The weapons that they put around him, that offensive line having another year under their belt, an opportunity to gel those young guys, opportunity to grow and improve. I think this is going to be a big year for him. And beyond all of those other factors, I believe – in the coaching staff for the Giants. And it's been a while since I've been able to say that. Mm. I mean, you're talking about going back to Tom Coughlin. I mean, so I like the direction that Joe Judge has this program pointed in. And so I think this is going to be a big year, not only for Daniel Jones, but for the New York Giants.
Okay, let's talk about this one now. Aaron Rodgers, how do you fix it? Do you not fix it? Is it done?
I think Aaron Rodgers ends up back in Green Bay. And I know that there's been a lot of speculation about where he could potentially be traded to, but when you hear wide receivers, both past and present, talk about it, guys that have played with Aaron, you know, say that the relationship isn't irreparable and that, you know, the Packers organization has to do some things in order to make him feel respected, I just feel like there's that opportunity for Mark Murphy and for Brian Gutekunst to put a Band-Aid on this situation and get their MVP back there in the fold. Like, I'm having a hard time seeing Aaron Rodgers playing for another team other than the Green Bay Packers. And, guys, let's face it, we've never seen an MVP the following season play for a different team. We haven't seen it. So I don't think that we're going to see the Packers making NFL history the wrong way in 2021.
Chris, I asked Key this. I want to ask you this as well, because we know how things can work in a locker room in the beginning. We all say the right things. Ah, that's his business. You know, I believe in everybody. I'm happy with my situation. But once you start losing, or once you start realizing that whoever's replacing him ain't the guy, it does start to affect your business. So as a teammate, how would you handle the Rodgers situation when asked about it? Because you know I'd be asking you every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine line, Alan, because, I mean, you want to have your guys back. And I think everybody would admit, well, everybody outside of Ron Wolf would admit that the Packers probably had a misstep in not communicating their plan to draft Jordan Love and some of the things they did last offseason. So I think as a teammate, you want to show support for your guy, but at the same time, you realize, you know, who signs your checks. And so I you have to be really careful with that. But, I mean, when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' particular situation, like what Devontae Adams has come out and said and other Packers players have come out and said, like you can understand their position, because you know that Aaron Rodgers, when he's under center, I mean, he's arguably the best quarterback in the National Football League, and he always gives your team a chance to win and compete at the highest level.
He's not in Green Bay anymore. Where is he at now, Kenty?
Well, you got to look at the AFC West, right, Key? Because it's hard to imagine if the Packers decide to move on from him that they're going to trade him anywhere in the NFC. And Aaron Rodgers has already intimated that he would want to be out on the West Coast. So you would look at the Denver Broncos and you would look at the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, the Broncos obviously makes a whole lot of sense. John Elway hadn't been able to find, hadn't been able to draft a quarterback. I hadn't had a lot of success with that. So, I mean, you know, that would make a lot of sense. And then you look at the Vegas Raiders and, you know, John Gruden's favorite quarterback is his next quarterback. So, I mean, I just think with those two situations, Aaron Rodgers would make a whole lot of sense.
Chris, thanks so much. And, again, thanks for starting Market Madness for us. And it looks like Jacob DeGrom is going to advance to the next round, unless, of course, Correa makes an amazing comeback, which is what Larry Fitzgerald did against Coach K, believe it or not.
It's ridiculous.
Coach K was winning easy yesterday, and then all of a sudden, little retweet in Phoenix. Next thing you know, Larry Fitzgerald moves on.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen with this one, Alan.
We got to check the polls.
Just
on this
saying,
one,
that's
CC.
Not gonna happen. With
questionable poll results.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Some issues.
Yeah, I called them into question.
Okay. All right, Chris. Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Chris Kenny on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests do join us on the Goodyear Hotline coming up. How do you stop Trae Young in game two? Maybe the mayor can help us. Oh, that's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN News.
Hey, it's Greeny, and the NBA playoffs rolling on. We're starting to figure out who the legit contenders are and which teams are headed home early. We'll be talking about it with me, it's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
LeBron around a pick from Anthony Davis. Three by LeBron. Good! And that could be it. 103-94, 45 seconds remaining in the game.
That was it, and that was the call. ESPN LA 710. LeBron James had 23, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and that huge three you just heard in the final minute. Anthony Davis, he had 34 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks, and the Lakers beat the Suns 109-102 in game two to tie that series at one. For Anthony Davis, the 5 assists in the playoff game is a career high. For LeBron James, just more winning. After a loss in the playoffs, the Lakers are 6-0 when he's on the team, and they lose a playoff game the very next game. According to ESPN's BPI, the Lakers have a 60% chance to win the series. That's up from 45% following their game one loss to Phoenix. The series now shifts to LA. Meanwhile, in Brooklyn, the Nets take a 2-0 lead in their series with the Celtics with a 130-108 win over Boston. Brooklyn's 130 points, the second most in team playoff history. Second most. The Nets are 5-0 all time when taking a 2-0 series lead. KD recorded his 106th career 25-point playoff game that passes Jerry West for sixth most in postseason history. Knicks forward Julius Randle wins NBA's most improved player, 98% of the votes. Yankees starter Corey Kluber exits his start with shoulder tightness. He left the game against Toronto. The two-time Cy Young winner, 4-0 with an ERA of under 2 in his 5 starts preceding the injury. Yes, concern in the Bronx. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
9.8. Here is Young. Finds his spot. Young on the floater. Puts it in. Trae Young with a miraculous shot.
It got real quiet in there. It's still yelling now. I don't care. Next one.
It got very quiet in the Garden when Trae Young hit that runner in game one on Sunday night in a packed house.
I love that.
15,000 people. And he shut them up.
I love it, though. I love Trae Young when that happens.
Going to the game tonight.
As the Hawks took a 1-0 lead, yeah, in this series. You are fired up. Now, do you expect the crowd will then, let's not get on his case?
No.
Or will it just,
that's not what New Yorkers do. No, they double down. They triple down. They're going even harder tonight. And don't let him not have a good game. They're going to let him hear it.
Yeah.
They're going to let him hear it.
Oh, from the very beginning. Kind of thing now happening all of a sudden, right? Reggie Miller kind of thing that's going on between Trae Young and the Knicks fans.
They should run it back loud as hell. They should, obviously.
That's the way it's got to be.
Yeah, Trae wants that. Trae wants that.
You're
going to
be courtside. Are you going to let him hear it?
I'm watching the game, man. I'm a spectator.
Come on, now.
I don't have no rooting interest. I just want to see good basketball.
Isn't it fun though to just get on a case?
But I know Trae, I know RJ.
He's a Hooper man, right?
Yeah, but even when I go to Nets game, like I don't root. I'm just like
I kick it, man.
I just watch.
And he plays, so it's a little bit different.
So you go to like a Dodgers game and you flip out, but if you went to like an NFL game, you're
I went to a USC game,
that's different.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because it's just different. It's different.
That's more like a.
And I don't necessarily know that I would even, because I rock with NBA guys, so I don't really know that I would, in an NBA game, like I don't hang out with any baseball players.
All right, I get it.
Like, you know,
I see, it's
saying?
More like that. It's the company you keep kind of thing. I don't want to be weird
about this.
But can
I tell you, if I were at home watching a Nets game, I'm cursing out the TV.
Right, you're different.
But it's different than when I'm in public watching the game. I got love for everybody. Like, you play a good game, you play a good game.
Yeah.
I might mumble some things underneath my breath when I walk out of the Barclays Center, but I'm cool.
Because I'm a Dodger fan, I go ham. But at USC, I'll go ham. But in the pros, I'm like.
Yeah, how about if you were a Lakers game?
Yeah, see, I'm. I'm not messing with NBA guys at a Lakers game.
If you're courtside,
I did that when I was young. It's an interesting story. So I had floor seats.
Story time with Uncle Key.
I like it.
I had floor seats at the Forum when I first got drafted. Mm-hmm. And so I was there, and my agent represented NBA players too. And so one of my guys was Randy Livingston, the point guard. So I was one of my dudes. So I was like, give him the work, Randy, you know. And my agent was like, come on, man. You can't. So then I realized, okay, when I go to Staples, man, I got to be upstairs somewhere.
If a player sees an ex-player barking on the sideline, like that becomes something personal.
Yeah,
you feel me? Like if it's a fan, you're like, like you don't know.
So
if
actors
you see like
and whatnot, different things.
Like, man, like what are you doing?
Like Justin Tuck sits courtside at Knick games.
JT
don't say nothing though.
But is he going opposing team?
Like he's not like up like Spike is. But I mean, he's.
I'll clap, but I'm not like Spike. I'm not doing that. Because I'm an ex-player.
Spike be talking.
I'm not doing that. Yeah.
There were times when I played a guard. Spike go, what up, little fella? You ain't going to do nothing today.
Yeah.
I'm like, who you calling little fella, Spike?
Yeah, I can't.
But I love that about, that's what makes Spike
Sorry,
Spike.
So man. What do we make then of the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who yesterday at his press conference.
I don't
media,
want politics in sports.
Well, this, yeah. Well, this
no
is
one watches the NBA.
No one watches.
Although the ratings are up. About what?
The ratings aren't up.
No,
that's just what they tell you.
The NBA.
So de Blasio yesterday, donning a Knicks cap, decided that he was going to discuss, after a week after, by the way, wearing a Nets jersey, wearing a Knicks cap and discussing the Knicks and Hawks, and he had this message for Trae Young.
This is about basketball. I have an important official announcement. This is very serious. Want to get this out? Message to Trae Young. On behalf of the people of New York City and anyone who cares about actually playing basketball the right way, stop hunting for fouls, Trae. I want to quote Steve Nash, one of the great player, great coach. He says, quote unquote, that's not basketball. Trey, that hawk's not going to fly in New York City. Come on. Play the game the right way. See if you can win. I think the Knicks are going to teach you a lesson.
The hawk flew past me and get up a couple weeks ago, right?
the hawk did fly in New York.
Play the game the right way.
You know, Nash though did fly. Call it out. Nash actually early in the year.
Well, he does
call
it. He's
out.
Been doing it the whole year.
Yeah, Trey.
What
does
he explain to me what he's doing that's wrong?
He's a mastermind at drawing fouls.
Okay,
mastermind.
So what's wrong with that?
There's nothing.
So why is that a problem?
Well, explain it though better than that, Jay. It's not that he's drawing fouls. There's a player who can draw fouls, and there's a guy like this who I call it a fender bender. He gets you on his hip a little bit, like if he gets you behind him,
boom.
And then he just stops.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Absolutely.
Just stops.
100%.
That's basketball.
100%.
That's basketball.
What's wrong with that?
That's basketball. Defend it.
It's maddening.
No, it's not. It's brilliant. It's called herky jerky. It's stop, go. Stop, go. And then let me go into my shot when you least expect it. Run into me.
How do you defend it then?
And
how
do you not
foul? You never know when he's going to stop. So how do you not foul?
Well, it's not my fault. Figure it out.
I'm asking you, though. If you're guarding it, what would you do?
I mean, you have to stay attached to his hip, but you have to give him space.
Yeah, he's attached to his hip. No, he stops.
You have to put somebody taller and longer on him that can give him
space, and force
him to take shots from the outside and contest late.
I text Jay the other day and asked him about Westbrook. Why would he do that? But even though he got the offensive foul, guy was on him, Westbrook.
Just stop.
And I'm like, why would he do that? And Jay explained to me. So, yes, in football, if I'm going down the field and you're here and the ball is in flight and not in front of me, but slightly thrown where I know you can contest it, I'll just slow down and let you run up my back. 15, pass interference.
Right.
What, am I supposed to not do that?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Right, okay.
Give me my space.
It can be frustrating to watch. It certainly can. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And it's something that Tom Thibodeau –
I'm not supposed to play my game.
They've got to figure that out tonight. You talk about the Clippers, you know, going down in their series, losing their first two home games. The Knicks could do that if they don't win tonight.
Yeah, they could.
That's a dangerous place to be. And it suddenly flips the season for them, which has been all about, you know, success so far.
It's go time, Julius Randle.
Yeah, it is.
It's
most
go
improved
time.
Player.
Okay, most not even that. You are the guy here. You are the guy in New York. You have become the leader of this team. You are an all-star. You are the pillar of this organization. It's time. You cannot have the same performance you had before. And it feels like, you know, Patrick Ewing wouldn't have gotten – I'm not comparing Julius Randle to Patrick Ewing. But other New York Knicks greats, if they had performances like that, they would have gotten destroyed. Right, and I understand that what the Knicks have done, they've achieved levels, but this is what happens now. And I told you, Alan, what happened. You got the 4 seed, okay? Yeah, this is your series to win. This is the you didn't get the Bucks.
Right.
You got the Atlanta Hawks. Mm-hmm. This is your series to win. It's time, Julius. It's time to be that guy, and it starts tonight.
You look worried.
You got to get this game at home.
I am.
You're not trying to go back to Atlanta down 0-2.
All season long, after bad games, he has had great games.
Yes.
So it's time for that. They've had 2 days to marinate in it, which might be also a good thing. Today on ESPN Daily, the Knicks are in the NBA playoffs. Yeah, I know. Just that alone is shocking. But their Julius Randle is the NBA's most improved player. Hear about his transformation working with head coach Tom Thibodeau. That's on ESPN Daily. Listen on your favorite podcast app. I mean, it's up to Tibbs to come up with a way to stop Trae Young. And their offense was just not good. It wasn't. Like their starters were terrible. They got to figure out what to do with the starting point.
There's a lot of things, but you lose this game,
you lose the series.
I go D. Rosen quickly. I know he's trying to – I go D. Rosen quickly. Whole game.
Would you agree?
I can't with Payton anymore.
Right.
I mean, respect,
right.
But
it is a big concern. Now, look, again, first round's over, then all focus goes on Brooklyn. All focus goes on Nets.
Alan, I'm telling you, you go under every ball screen – with Trae Young.
Make him a shooter.
Make him take 30, 35 shots tonight.
If you notice, how come they don't know it?
I'm just telling you what I see.
We shall see.
If you notice, they don't know that.
What the head coach of the Knicks comes up with, who's a fantastic – he's a defensive mastermind. He's got the film now. He's got to figure that out. And also Julius Randle has got to get back to being Julius Randle. We shall see if they can get there. Lloyd Pierce was on the show with us yesterday, and I found it interesting – and I know he used to coach the Hawks, but he had a very interesting take about whether or not he thinks the Knicks have a chance in this series.
It's what Trey does. You know, I think the team – I have a hard time seeing New York beat Atlanta. I think the team is healthy at the right time, Atlanta that is. I think they have scoring options starting. I think they have scoring options off the bench with Lou in any game is close, you always ask your best player to be capable of creating a shot and creating a shot to win it. And that's what Trey is to Atlanta. But they got a really good team. And I think, for me, I think they're the favorites to win that series.
He says they're the favorites. Most of the ESPN experts pick the Knicks to win this series. A lot of people think it's going to go 6 or 7. Again, lose tonight. The Knicks lose tonight. The series is over. Coming up, fill in the blank. We'll answer the question we've been asking all week. How old is old?
Oh, I thought you asked, where's Jimmy Butler?
Well, I thought, why are you guys looking at me? Yeah, that's another question that Miami needs. That's a great question. Yeah, we'll answer that after Key has this from Straight Talk.
It's time for some Straight Talk. Sure, saving money feels good, but cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like a walk-off home run in a ninth inning good. Okay, maybe not that damn good, but pretty darn good with Straight Talk. You can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $50 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys. Plus, no contract, all on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot, Jay, when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
You guys are great. It's the greatest morning show. I got a ton of options in the tri-state area.
Say it again.
You guys are intelligent, intuitive, and just plain fun.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin, and I step aside for fill in the blank and let Evan take the mic.
Please continue.
Could it be Doc Rivers instead? Can Doc Rivers
go ahead,
run
you
this?
Got it. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Evan.
Go ahead and be Evan, Key. I want to hear it. Evan, don't you want to hear it?
No, I want to hear Key.
No, go, Evan, man. Stop playing. You wasted minutes.
Come on. You got it. Lead it.
We got rollover minutes.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
The Clippers will blank the series to the Mavs in blank games. Fill in the blank.
Five.
Lose in six.
They'll lose in six.
I'll go five.
Win or lose?
Oh, lose.
Got it. Donovan Mitchell will be playing for the blank in 2 years.
Go ahead.
If I had to fill the blank, I'm going to say the Knicks. Come home.
New Utah Jazz.
Stays.
Wow. We're playing for Team Other.
Other?
Team Other.
And the reason I say Jazz is because they didn't bring D-Wade in there to lose the grip.
D-Wade ain't going to be enough to hold that down.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not going to give me a real answer?
No, I just gave you a real answer.
No,
okay. Jay. I'll say the Knicks.
So you don't think D-Wade can hold it down?
No. Daily? Like on a daily?
D-Wade. D-Wade is not living in Utah full time. D-Wade has other things going on. Now, that would be a great relationship for him. But at the end of the day, Donovan Mitchell is going to do what Donovan Mitchell wants to do.
No, I get
and
that.
And D-Wade.
I get that. But Spider. You would think that they would. They brought part of the whole, like, I don't know who we had on yesterday, but part of the whole deal is to be able to kind of bring that together.
Mend that relationship.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's going to be enough to keep him there, though.
Mm-hmm. You gotta watch that. And everything.
We cool, but we could be cool whatever team I go to.
Brian Windhorst told us the whole league knows.
Oh, that's what it was.
Check it out. Third hour of the podcast. Third hour? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
He was, but he made it clear that is a situation the whole league's been watching.
ESPN app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great play.
Steph Curry will win blank more titles with the Warriors. Fill in the blank.
Who will what?
Steph Curry will win blank.
Steph Curry
more titles.
Will play for the Knicks in what year? No. Steph Curry will win blank more titles with the Warriors.
One.
They're gonna make one last push at this.
Yeah, they're gonna make one last push, but they're not gonna get it.
They won't get it.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
They load up some vets.
They're
not gonna get it.
Who they land?
Yeah.
Let them land the Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh. Kawhi going around the corner.
The Lakers?
He's just going to go right in the next locker room.
You got to stop putting every free agent or every player on the Lakers and Knicks.
I screwed up really the first time, man. You know, I thought I was, going to do this with the Clips, but, you know, man, it didn't work out.
He's going to pull a Montrezl Harrell.
Is that what it is? I acknowledge the real king of the city. Is that what he's going
to
do?
I like
that Kawhi to the Warriors conversation. Let's have that in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do that.
Blank will be the best team in the NFC East.
The Cowboys.
Yeah. Dallas.
The Giants.
What has you saying that so confidently?
Because I'm putting my faith. I don't have faith in Dallas's defense.
Washington could be too, though. Sneaky.
They don't have a quarterback, man.
They have a quarterback.
Hold on,
Popsicle.
I've been on that train for a while.
I did not say
when
that.
When did my name become Popsicle?
I did not say.
Let's push this out there. Keyshawn Johnson.
I did not
Johnson,
say that. I just
full
said.
Full confidence in Ryan.
That it could be Washington based on the philosophy that Coach Ron Revere has, which he believes, much like I believe, that you can get a lot done with a strong defense, a running game, and a quarterback that will not screw it up. And as long as he doesn't allow them to screw it up at the quarterback position, they can go a long ways in the division.
What does it mean when you call somebody Popsicle?
Means your takes are cold.
Popsicle. What does that mean?
It's just a name, just something just to get your attention.
Does you just make up just a random?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Starburst.
You ain't never knew.
Hey, Starburst.
Like you walk down, you see somebody, you don't really know their name. You go, and they turn and go, hey, and you get their attention.
Hey, Popsicle.
You should try
Popsicle
that.
Is.
You should try that one day. You know his name is Ted, but you might go, Trayvon, and it's just
Trayvon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What? What's your name?
Yeah.
Oh no, this
you gotta try that.
Get this one. Hey, how do you spell your name, man? It's TED. Oh, Ted, but I just know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was Tedrick or not.
Tedrick on the E. Do you put?
There might be some Tedricks out there. If there's a Tedrick out there calling to the show,
Tedrick.
I bet you there's a Tedrick.
There has to be a Tedrick.
If there's a Tedrick,
888 say ESPN.
Don't. No.
Just say it. If it's a Tedrick.
Don't. No.
It's a Tedrick. It's probably
not. I don't know where this is going. I have no idea.
Okay. Go ahead,
I'm
Evan.
The joke.
Alan Yates knows if there's a Tedrick out there.
You know whose team he's on.
You know what
team
he's on.
I don't understand this joke.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Don't try to understand it because in this world right now, Alan, you will be cancel culture. So don't do it.
I don't even understand what you're saying. I'm laughing at something Evan's saying in my ear.
Is Evan making fun of the
nope,
name Tedrick?
Wasn't saying anything in his ear. That is a flat lie.
No longer
and I have
on the
no problem
show.
Bringing
Evan
that on the air.
It has been wonderful hosting the show.
Alan is crying.
Alan is trying to get back to noon. He'd be lucky if they let him
Bart,
host to noon.
Bart, save me, Bart.
Tedrick, man. I just,
it's called
look at see Evan laughing.
Hey,
Evan,
hey,
you know it's true. You know it's true. It's a legit name.
He's called me T.
I'm not sure if I want to name him Ted
or Roderick
or Roderick or Kendrick, so I'm just going to put it together. Tedrick.
What would the middle name be?
No, don't do the middle. Why would you see? You're just making
because now
worse.
I'm curious about what the full name
the
is.
The middle name?
Because, you know, you can't just have the first name.
Tedrick Krishan Williams.
Krishan, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Throw your name in there.
He just filled in the blank of the middle name.
Yeah.
We're playing fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
All right. What's the next one?
Blank will win the AFC East if Aaron Rodgers is traded to Miami. Blank will win the AFC East if Aaron Rodgers is traded to Miami.
I'm still going. I'm still going. Bills. I'm still going Buffalo.
Miami. Dolphins.
I'm going Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Y'all got to put some respect on Buffalo's name. Y'all
Miami
just be
Dolphins.
Looking over the Bills, man. It's so disrespectful every day on this show.
If Aaron Rodgers.
Plus, have you seen Aaron Rodgers? He's juicing now. He's going through a cleanse. Like, I don't know, man.
Avocado toothpaste?
Avocado toothpaste.
Yeah. Why not throw it in toothpaste?
He's got the whole, like, you know, Luke Wilson thing going now. Like, I don't know. I'm not too sure
about Luke Wilson.
He could show up. He could show up and.
A line I never thought I would hear. Right? Aaron Rodgers and Luke Wilson.
Well, I mean, he's got that just that whole look.
I'm not eating avocado unless it's on a salad. Maybe a burger.
Good on a salad.
Some guacamole.
Toast. You put it on toast.
Yeah,
avocado toast. But that's really it. I'm not eating ice cream.
Fill in the blank. I will.
Toothpaste.
I will not eat avocado on blank.
Last one, guys. Phil Mickelson at age 50 won the PGA Championship. So you're old in sports when you reach what age, blank?
30.
You're old at 30?
35.
See, 30, 35, man. You're starting to get old.
30.
You start seeing with the
sport,
young whippersnapper.
It depends on the sport.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true, too.
If you're 35 in baseball, you're not
old. At 30 years old in the NFL, they're trying to get rid of you. They're not trying to bring you back in.
In the NBA, you're in your prime. Still.
In your prime, yeah. But, I mean, now, maybe 30, 34.
You're like, on the downhill,
you're
prime.
You're on the downhill, your prime.
Yeah, you're on the downhill. Like, when you get 30 in football, you kind of like.
Weirdest thing in the NHL, you know, when you're, like, 35, you have gray in your beard. Like, how – you're not gray in any other walk of life except hockey for some reason.